recommend.
I think we have to look at the food.
I just want to give two opportunities. Brother Bonnie, you had a question. You can move on. Brother Bill, you were trying to say something.
I just want to point out that we often look at this food as perhaps it was unkosher, and therefore the dietary restrictions are the main reason that Daniel did not want to eat this food. But as we see very clearly, this is the food in verse 5 and in verse 8, came from the king's table. This was food offered to idols. There's no restriction on wine, but why would this wine be rejected? It was offered to idols. And so the world comes, you know, it comes with its, what is generally good, you know, food is good, but what's the connection, what's the association of it? And here, they're rejecting this food because they recognize where it's coming from. They also were risking their lives by doing so. If this got word to the king, who, by the way, God wants to save. God wants to save King Nebuchadnezzar. How is he going to do it? Because he does. He's going to do it through these young men. And how is that going to happen? It's going to happen at this one moment here. This is the beginning of God's work in Nebuchadnezzar through these young men, just because of food. But they rejected it, I think, and that's the point I want to make. It was idolatrous food. It was food offered to idols.
Brother Dave.
Give somebody else. No, I was just saying that we need to look at the food that was the alternative. Because if they have denounced the king's meat, the king's drink, food offered to idols, as Brother Bill is emphasizing, well, what is the alternative? What do we have? And it doesn't sound very appealing when you think of it naturally. It's pulse and water. Very unappealing. But the pulse is cereal that has come out of death, which speaks of the very death of Christ. The corn of wheat that went into the ground and died has come out and brought forth much fruit. So they are prepared to take things that will cause them to feed upon the death of Christ. And to drink of the water, a type of the Spirit of God, that is spiritual energy. And they're prepared to go on that. And the eunuch says, look, as long as you can prove that this will suffice you, I am prepared to let you do it. And he does it, and what is the result? We have an abundance.
Brother Andrew mentioned before moral courage. And I think this is beautiful because you think the result, this wasn't the only ones. Just think there was other peoples taken from other places. And they were all brought here, the best of these different victories of Nebuchadnezzar. So there was a lot of peer pressure. You know, isn't that a danger today? The peer pressure when a young person's in school, the pressure to conform to what others are doing because it looks acceptable. But I was just thinking of some verses. You know, there's Barnabas, when he came to Antioch, it says in the book of Acts, chapter 11, he exhorted all with purpose of heart to abide with the Lord. So it takes this purpose of heart that we see here. And also in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says, he's writing concerning resurrection, but he says, what is the profit for me if those that are dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. They could have had that attitude in a land where everything was taken away. But he says, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. And so it takes this moral courage to stick to your guns when everything around you and everyone around you is going the other way. Maybe it's a little bit like the clean fish we have in Leviticus. They had to have fins and scales. The scales repelled the elements. The fins propelled them against the current. That's what we need today. We need to have those fins moving actively, propelling against the current of our day, and the scales to repel the elements that could pollute us.
And it's encouraging I'm sorry. Go ahead. Were you not done? I'm sorry.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Just in this context, it's encouraging to see that Daniel took this stand, made this known, in the context of a spiritual decision. And just to add on to what we've been saying, he said in verse 8 that he didn't want to defile himself. This is what he said to the one who was the overseer of this small group of captives. Because think of what the answer could have been. He could have said, well, that's not food I like. I have a weak stomach. That's not what I'm used to. I'm allergic to that. He could have thought of other things that would have kept the spiritual element out of it. But he made requests to this eunuch, the chief of the eunuchs, that he might not defile himself, which means he put it in context of a spiritual decision. And we're saying this in different ways, but to say explicitly, to look at our circumstances as opportunities for God to make himself known to the people that are watching us live our lives. He is going to serve the king. In verse 19, they serve before the king. This was the goal of the Babylonians, so that they might serve before the king. The end of verse 5. So they don't let up on that intention. These captives are going to serve before the king. But there's an external declaration that we are doing things in ways that honor our God. If anything crosses that line, we will make it known to you in that context. And so this is what it means to take this public stand. And just to add on, the result of this test, since it would be good to see that as well, the Babylonians intended to be the ones who would be teaching. Right? In verse 4, that's the intention. But in verse 17, God is the one who gives this knowledge and skill, so that the Babylonians thought that they were the agents of instruction. Those who are God's recognize that God is the one who sustains us in our earthly circumstances when we have to be put to the test. And even God gave Daniel more than what the Babylonians purposed. God gave Daniel understanding in visions and dreams. Well, nobody brought that up in verse 4. God will use us among unbelievers to make his name great, to glorify himself. It's really, this is a little, in a literary sense, we might say this is foreshadowing, right? For chapter 2 and chapter 4, chapters that we won't study today. But it's very important that God gave Daniel these other capabilities, because God was going to use Daniel in this context. But the whole point being that in a public way, we let it be known that God is the one at work in our decision making. And in a private way, we recognize that God is the one who equips us and sustains us to do what he wants us to do.
Brother, you had a word so that we can...
Yes, I was in the process of saying that it seems on the emphasis coming out of the conference is the value importance of appreciating the relevance of the word today and the blessedness of knowing that we don't have to compromise based upon the knowledge that God has placed at our disposal. In conjunction with the diet to which these were exposed, from the very outset they knew it would have polluted them because they knew the source that it was associated with. Now, in our day and age, as we seek to make the application, we need to understand that the devil is attacking us in some rather subtle ways in terms of our diet. Aren't we living in a world of technology? Aren't we being affected by what is coming to us out of technology? Technology in itself, nothing is wrong with it. It's not polluted in its sense. But it's when we drink it in, it's going to create a problem. And we need to bear that in mind. Mm. Brethren, social media. How much time do we spend on it? And what do? We drink in the good, the bad, the indifferent. Now, whenever we do that, we're ending up compromising. And it's going to have a negative impact on our minds. God would have us, therefore, to understand that the enemy is very, very subtle. And we need to counter his attack. It might be very costly, but we need to do it.
Thank you. Well, we can think of that, they looked fairer and they looked fatter. I like that word. But they looked fairer and they looked fatter. There was a conformity from this diet they ate. You know, it was said of the Lord Jesus, thou art fairer than all the sons of men. I appreciate the thought. They took in the death of Christ. They took in the Spirit and the Word of God. And when we are taking in the, such a food, there will be a reflection of Christ. And you could tell you are well nourished. And how wonderful to be well nourished in spiritual things.